Back to Gaza now. Earlier in the show, we heard about Palestinians in Gaza trying to flee the Israeli airstrikes there, specifically dual nationals, including many Palestinian Americans. They're allowed to leave the territory, but of course, most in Gaza are not dual citizens and can't leave. William Booth has spent some time with some Palestinians in Gaza. He's Jerusalem bureau chief for the Washington Post. Booth had reported from Gaza before, but now he says it's really different.
The previous times, Gaza was not firing rockets at Israel, and Israel was not doing airstrikes at Gaza. It was a time of relative quiet. It was more of a political story, and now it's a military story. It's a military operation. So one of the main differences, in addition to the big, loud booms and explosions and the vapor trails overhead, is the streets are fairly empty. Gaza is usually kind of a very crowded place with it has a very young population, so there's tons of kids always underfoot, and the streets now are pretty empty.
Now, I understand Gaza is one of those places, it's a small place, sort of densely packed. Can you give us kind of a visual what it's like there? I mean, you mentioned it's empty, but in terms of just the density of people and settlement in general.
Gaza is one of those places that would do well as a stage set for a Hollywood movie about the developing world. Everything is made of cement block. Things are gray. There's not a lot of public parks. There's honking cars and open markets. In Gaza, unlike the West Bank, people still use donkeys and carts to move products around and themselves around. It has a beautiful seaside, one of beautiful beaches, some of them polluted because of the absence of decent sewage treatment. There's tall buildings, small buildings, and then interspersed among them all are lots of large gardens and small agricultural fields that grow bananas and dates and these big, gorgeous green watermelons right now. And in those watermelon patches are a lot of the rocket launchers that are used by Hamas and Islamic Jihad.
Now, you've written about your time there in recent days, and what's one of the things that jumped out at me was kind of the ho-humness of rockets being launched and the kind of conversation that goes on when you're driving by and you see somebody about to lob a rocket toward Israel.
Yeah, there's been, I don't know what the count is this hour, but there's been, say, 1,000 rockets from Gaza and maybe 1,500 targets hit by the Israelis in Gaza. So if you add those together, that's 2,500. That's a lot of shelling and rockets. And so they go off every 5 minutes. Sometimes you have to wait an hour for a few of them to go off. And the fire is kind of constant. So it becomes a kind of a background noise. You're doing an interview, and then you hear this big kaboom, and you kind of flinch, and maybe the fellow from Gaza you're interviewing flinches or doesn't flinch. But then you just continue on with the conversation, unless it's like really close, and then people will turn and run or try to figure out what hit where, and maybe that was a friend or a neighbor or something of theirs.
Now, you write about one family, the Nawazra family, and a few kind of somewhat shocking things happen when you're talking to them, but it's a real window onto what life is like there.
Yeah, I think you're referring to one of the families that their house had just been hit by an Israeli airstrike. Still unclear exactly why. Israel was probably going for a Hamas operative, but I can't confirm that. But anyway, so after these airstrikes happened, if there's fatalities in the house, then sometimes the bodies are whole. And complete, and they can be put in an ambulance or taken away by the family. But sometimes, you know, these strikes are very lethal, and then the house falls down. So sometimes the bodies are not all in one piece, and so people gather the parts as best they can to include in the burial. So that kind of gruesome things do happen here.
What do Palestinians in Gaza tell you about how they see this particular war ending?
It depends on which Palestinian you speak to. Some Palestinians are quietly very frustrated with their own government, with Hamas and with the other factions, the militant factions here like Islamic Jihad. There is the wide uniformity of opinion that's anti-Israeli. Why is the Israelis hitting us? When do people think it will end? I think they hope it will end soon. Doesn't seem likely yet, but I think that's their hope.
William Booth is the Jerusalem Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. He's been reporting from Gaza. Thanks a lot, William.
Anytime. It's my pleasure.